This is John McMullen. Welcome you to the first podcast of The John Mack Show. This show will focus on technology, education, Inwood, the neighborhood of New York City where I grew up, politics, the general state of affairs, and things I find either humorous or especially interesting. I live in the hamlet of Jefferson Valley in the town of Yorktown, Westchester County, New York, United States, with my wife Barbara, three turtles, goldfish, a gaggle of cats, and the silky terrier Fowler, who controls the whole house. I'm a regular columnist for the Westchester Guardian, a poet and author, a college professor, a technologist, and denizen of cyberspace. My complete background may be found at www.johnmack13.com, and John Mack is spelled J-O-H-N-M-A-C. That's www.johnmack13.com. The podcast will be published on an often but irregular basis, depending on what topics in the news grab my attention and or passion. The item that has drawn my ire today is an item from Texas concerning a man acquitted from a murder charge. It seems that he paid an escort $150, but when he tried to have sex with her, she not only refused, but also would not return his $150. So he shot her to death. How could he be acquitted? Well, it seems that in Texas, there is a law that allows someone to use deadly force after dark to reclaim stolen property. Since the young lady refused to put out, the defense claimed the $150 was stolen and the deadly force might be used to recover the money. There's so much wrong with this story that it's almost unbelievable. To say that one may murder another, and it is murder, over $150 or an unrequited direction is just plain insane. The law itself is insane. To use it as a defense in this case is ludicrous, and I don't know how the jury could accept it. Later, after writing about this on my Facebook account, one person posted the comment that since prostitution is illegal in Texas, if the person gave a woman $150 and she did not perform as a prostitute, that contract would not be legal to begin with. It would be like him giving her $10,000 to murder his wife and her not carrying that out but keeping the $10,000. Could he shoot her and then go into court and say, obviously his wife is still alive, so she stole the money? It's bizarre. The entire case is mentioned on my Facebook page, which is John Mack 13 at Facebook. And once again, it's J-O-H-N-M-A-C for John Mack, and it's John Mack 13. The comments on this podcast can be sent to johnmack13@gmail.com, and I would welcome all comments. Until the next time, be well and good night.